Good afternoon and welcome to the Mesa City Council study session for October the 17th. I'd like to excuse the Vice Mayor who is absent both from this meeting and from the meeting upstairs. The first item on the agenda for this meeting is to review the agenda for tonight's meeting upstairs. So, Council, if you could please take a look at the formal agenda to make sure that we like the way everything is set right now. Item three are various liquor license applications. Item four is a bingo application. Five are various purchasing contracts. Again, we went through all these at our meeting on Thursday. Had presentations on a few of them. Item six are various resolutions. Item seven is the new Washington Escobedo neighborhood designation. And then various other, resolutions related to that. Item eight is setting a public hearing for November the 7th on various ordinances. And nine is the review of a subdivision plat. Council, any of those items need to come off the consent agenda? Okay. Could be a record fast meeting upstairs then. That could go pretty fast. As will this meeting, because the next item on the agenda for this meeting is to hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Yes, Mr. Thompson.
Mayor, I had the honor today of attending the Association of Metropolitan Water Agencies today with our Water Resource Department and our very own Kerry Kent. City of Mesa received the Platinum Award for Utility Excellence, one of only 10 agencies nationwide to receive that honor. So amongst many other achievements, Mesa Water Resources was recognized for decreasing dependence on non-renewable groundwater supplies from over 70% in 1984 to approximately 10% today, recharging approximately 8,000 acre-feet of affluent water a year, and achieving close to 100% reuse of reclaimed water. So Jake West with our Water Resources Department was gracious enough to accept the award on behalf of the city and the Water Resources Department. So job well done.
Yes. Well, congratulations to our Water Department. Thank you, Council. Any other meetings and conferences? Mr. Luna.
Yes, on Friday I had mobile office hours at the Multi-Generation Center, and I had a good turnout. I had around 50 people there. So it's a great place to meet people from District 5 there, so I had a good meeting. Also, we had the groundbreaking for the light rail on Saturday morning, and it was well attended, so that was a lot of fun. And then we had Celebrate Mesa over in the Red Mountain Park. So great job for Parks and Rec for doing a great job.
I can't help but ask, was there any Zumba involved in the office hours at the Multi-Gen Center?
No Zumba involved, but there was some Zumba classes over at Celebrate Mesa.
So. Okay. Well, great. Yeah, Celebrate Mesa was great. I know I saw several council members there. It was well attended. My granddaughter's still having nightmares about the anaconda snake that she saw, but other than that, it was a hit in my house. Any other conferences or meetings that we want to report back on? Hearing none, Mr. Brady, can you let us know about scheduling of future events?
Thank you, Mayor. Just a reminder, this Tuesday, October 18th, we'll be having a Building Stronger Neighborhoods event for District 3, which will be at the Whittier Elementary School, located at 733 North Longmore from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And then this Friday, October 21st, will be the 50th final coffee with Councilmember Kavanaugh. We invite everybody to join Vice Mayor Kavanaugh from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. at the Mesa Community College Rose Garden. And that's located at 1833 West Southern, right there in front of Mesa Community College. Also, this Saturday is a busy day. We have the largest day of service. Make a Difference Day is Saturday, October 22nd. From 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., there'll be service projects throughout the city of Mesa. Also on Saturday is the annual Dia de los Muertos Festival at the Mesa Arts Center. Parking and the festival are free. You invite everyone to come out to enjoy food and entertainment from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. this Saturday. And just a reminder to the council, there'll be no study session this Thursday, October 20th. Our next study session will be Thursday, October 27th at 7:30 a.m. Thank you. Sorry, in Latino Town Hall. What time does that start at?
Starts at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
7 o'clock. Sorry, 7 o'clock.
So Latino Town Hall this Saturday also at the Mace Arts Center, starting at
7
a.m.
Ending at
noon.
Great. Saturday is going to be a busy day. If there's nothing else, Council, the next item on our agenda is to adjourn this meeting and go upstairs. Is there a motion to do that? Thank you. All in favor, please say aye. Aye. Thank you. We are adjourned.